Hello, dear friends. Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. It's a pleasure to practice with you again. If you're enjoying the podcast, then I would invite you to leave a review, say hello, or you might want to share the podcast on social media. Today, I wanted to talk about dealing with stress at work or stress at school. And it's particularly difficult at the moment with people being furloughed and working from home with the crisis. But you might find if school or work is stressful or fast-paced that you don't even get time to breathe, never mind meditate. But there's an old saying that if you're not busy, you should meditate 15 minutes a day. But if you're busy, you should meditate an hour a day. And sometimes spinning the wheels doesn't actually hugely accomplish anything. And it's worth taking a few moments to focus on our breath, particularly when things are busy. Because that allows us to stop and allows us to think and say, do I really need to do everything? If you've got what seems like an impossible amount on, giving yourself a chance to stop and breathe allows you to look at what you have to do, to let go of some of the less important stuff, and really focus on the more important things. And the other reason why people might get stressed at work or at school is the relationships. For example, your line manager, we might have someone that we find difficult to deal with. They may be unkind to us. They might be rude. And if that's straying into the territory of being bullied, then it's important that you report that and get some support and get some help. But if it's just a difficult relationship, rather than taking the difficult conversations to heart immediately, it is worth stopping for a moment, breathing, and rather than immediately accepting it, looking at what they said, why they said it. Is it something that a compassionate person would say? Is there any value to it? And the question that Thich Nhat Hanh always asks, is it true? So if someone says something to you that upsets you, it's always worth asking, is this actually true? And then you can choose what you want to take from it and then let the rest of it go. So now we're going to do a 20-minute guided meditation. I'm going to start with three sounds of the bell and the usual settling in introduction. So firstly, focusing on our posture, and I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position, your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. Moving your attention to your body, Noticing if you feel warm or cold. Noticing if you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin. Your legs on the chair. Moving your awareness to your thoughts and feelings. Noticing each thought as it enters your awareness. And that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. It might be a sad thought about yesterday. Noticing each thought as it arises. And as we go through the guided meditation, sitting with each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave, and gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. Finally, bringing your attention to your breath. Noticing the column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in, warmer on the way out. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. In, out. Breathing in, I see my limitations. Breathing out, I accept my limitations. Seeing limitations, accepting. Breathing in, I see that I need only be myself. Breathing out, I am happy with who I am. Being myself, happy. Breathing in, I celebrate what I accomplish. Breathing out, I let go of what is outside of my control. Celebrate, let go. Dwelling in a present moment, I breathe in. Knowing it is a wonderful moment, I breathe out. Present moment, wonderful moment. opening your eyes, taking a moment to stretch your back or your legs if you need to, noticing any changes in your mind or in your body. May you be happy, may you be peaceful, may you be healthy and live a long life. I'm grateful for your company and I look forward to practicing with you again.